In her work as a mental health counselor in Abilene, Sister Loretta Jasper sees people struggling to cope with small-town life.
They don't have a safe or a healthy support system, or maybe they're very isolated, or maybe they don't have anyone who is really going to listen to them.
Some of the women she counsels have had children taken into state custody and are working to be reunited with them. Many are under orders to complete substance abuse or mental health treatment. But job responsibilities, child care conflicts, or lack of transportation can get in the way.
And if they can't do it, then they're automatically removed from continued services. When in fact, maybe what's best is they just need to be sitting in a room with other people with no expectations.
Jasper thought a drop-in center like the one in Concordia could provide them that kind of safe, welcoming place. She turned to Patty O'Malley, a stockbroker in Abilene, for help. A recovering alcoholic herself, O'Malley had previously founded a sober living house after her teenage son died in a car crash while he was struggling with addiction.
I think it was at that moment that I really came to the end of everything I knew. So when I lost my son, I felt like I had a choice. It was roll up in a ball and give up, or do something with all that love that I had for my son.
O'Malley says the need for connection is clear, not only among the women in the sober living program, but also among some of her clients at the brokerage firm.
I work with recent widows and recent widowers, and I see what happens very quickly, the loneliness, and sometimes the deterioration that happens with that loneliness.
Carrie Henning-Smith, a rural health researcher at the University of Minnesota, says the need for social connection is human nature.
And so finding ourselves in situations where there are not opportunities to meaningfully engage with other people is not how we've evolved to live.
And Henning-Smith says social isolation can be downright dangerous.
It can be as harmful to your health as smoking cigarettes, as being severely obese.
Suicide rates are higher in rural areas than in urban settings, due at least in part to isolation and loneliness. In fact, the most recent data from the CDC show that in counties with fewer than 50,000 residents, like Dickinson County, home to Abilene, the suicide rate is nearly double the average in counties with more than a million people. Abilene Police Chief Mike Moan sees it firsthand.
Whether or not it's isolated into women specifically, we do see on the suicide part of it over the last several years an increase in dealing with people that have concerns and problems.
Moan was among dozens of people who crowded onto the wraparound porch of a bright orange house near downtown Abilene in February.
Yeah, we're all going to get into picture wraparound.
As Sister Loretta Jasper, now director of the new drop-in center, cut the ribbon, a photographer took a picture.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Neighbor to Neighbor is already offering a daily free lunch and knitting classes, and Jasper is teaching a seminar on self-management of chronic pain. And the opportunities for human connection alone could be powerful. While hard to quantify, researcher Carrie Henning-Smith says the health benefits are real.
Connecting people in community presents opportunities for friends, for neighbors to say, hey, have you been to the doctor? Are you keeping up with your medication? I think it can impact mortality risk in ways that we can hardly even begin to understand.
The organizers of the drop-in center in Abilene are hopeful it might help prevent depression, substance abuse, or even suicide. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Thompson.